Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mike Brozek is here. Mike is... He's the author of Ride the Waves of Ownership Change, A Practical Guide to How to Buy, Build, and Sell a Business. He's an Air Force veteran, and he's done this, folks. He's not just a talking head. He's lived this. He's been through the employee-employer buy-and-sell stage, and he knows a little bit about it, and it's why we've asked him to join us. Mike Brozek, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be a part of your show.
It's good to have you here, Mike, and thank you for your service in the Air Force. So I spent some time as an officer in the Army. I spent some time on Air Force bases. You guys got it going on over there, buddy. You guys do it right. The rest of the military kind of schleps it around, but the Air Force does it right. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
So okay, Mike. I was telling the audience about what you were going to talk about when you got here, and you know this period of time that you're in between the time you decide you're going to sell, the business owner says, "I'd be interested in selling," or somebody drops by and says, "Would you sell?" Between that moment and the signing of the papers and the transition happening, it's almost like a lot of intrigue, a top secret thing going on. You don't want any leaks, and it's a tenuous situation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a very dynamic situation, and I think to the employee, in a lot of cases, they feel like they're kind of helpless, like there's going to be things happening, and they're not sure what's going to happen next, or is their job going to be in jeopardy, and I think it's just a time when they have to sit back and say, was this really true? Can this be happening? Am I going to be affected by it, or should I worry about it all and just keep doing my job? That's the way they feel.
What's your advice?
Well, I think the first thing you need to do is to develop a support group when you get into those circumstances. You'll find that in a support group, you're going to find people that are going to either be naysayers. You know, those people that are very negative and say, "Oh, I've been through this before, and it's going to be job loss."
But when you say they establish a support group, it almost like you're talking about maybe some people might think you're saying to get rumors going. You'd wind up getting rumors going, and it would be, you know, it'd be something that would get spread around the company that may or may not be true. You got to be careful about that, don't you?
Oh, sure. Now, by developing a support group, I mean to develop people that you can talk with and network with, kind of like to get a feel for what your position is going to be going forward. And like I said, you're going to have to patronize
your family.
This is
once you know. This is once you know the business is being sold, all right?
Well, it's once you think you know the business is being sold. You know, there are going to be rumors going around, but you certainly don't want to be a purveyor of those rumors.
Right.
But you want to keep your ears attuned to what's going on, know who to talk to, know who's going to have the answers. Your supervisors may not even be able to tell you what's going on.
Right.
They'll be guarded. You know, they'll be not sure if it's going to happen or not as well. And when you find them questioning themselves about whether it could happen, then you know there's something in the works.
My advice would be that last thing you said a while ago. If somebody came to me and said, "Hey, boss, Are you selling a company?" I'd say, let me tell you something. One of these days, I'll leave here feet first or head first. It's not, we don't know yet. And my advice to you, if regardless of what happens to you in either one of those resolutions, the best thing you could do is just to do a better job than you're doing. Do a better job tomorrow than you're doing today, like you did better today than you did yesterday. Just keep working. That's what I'd tell them.
Yeah, and that's very true.
And hold, you know, and hold down, hold down the rumors. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, you have to know and solidify your unique position in the company. You know, you have to learn as much as you can. You have to be agile on your feet, take on additional duties like to broaden your horizon, you know, do jobs that others avoid. You know, you got to build your own value, and that's the best course of action to take in those circumstances.
Well, and I would also say, you know, let's say that I do sell the business 5 years from now, or 5 days from now, or 5 years from now. That's how I would say it. that person who buys the business from me is going to say, who do I keep? Guess who I'm going to tell them?
Mm-hmm.
The people I just who do what I just told you to do.
Yeah, it's very good. And you can do some self-analysis on that. If you know if your job's in jeopardy, you know, if you look at if you're starting to be excluded from meetings that you normally would attend, if your last evaluation wasn't a good one, and if you think in terms of your company's product or service, do you add value to or play an instrumental role as part of that delivery system?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that are going to tell you if your job's in jeopardy.
That's exactly right. And so look around you. Keep your own company. I would say look around you. Keep your own company. Check your position. That's what a mentor told me a long time ago. Check your position. He meant look around and see how things are happening around you. Do you have friends? Do colleagues like working with you? Are you, where do you fit in the scheme? Are you part of where the company has been, or are you going to be part of where the company's going? And in the 21st century, that's a big question, isn't it?
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, things are changing, and companies' first goal is survival and growth. I mean, that's what they have to be focused on.
Yep.
So sometimes they do that through developing efficiencies, whether they're consolidating with another company, whatever they're doing, they're developing those efficiencies, and sometimes that causes job loss.
Yeah, in a sale or consolidation, very rarely does everybody keep their job. Especially, and that would be another thing. If I were an employee, I'd want to know, okay, boss, is this going to be a sale or a consolidation? Because if you're in accounts payable, if you're in accounts payable or accounts receivable, and this is a consolidation, and you're being consolidated, that means you're probably going to lose your job.
Yeah, there's a good opportunity for that. Yeah, if you're not on the front line making your product
customer
or whatever
facing.
You're doing to add value to it,
you
could be in jeopardy at that point. But
yeah,
I think one of the things you can do is if you hear who's going to buy the company or if you hear who's going to be the consolidator, you can look up their style in other acquisitions that they've done.
Right, right.
And you can maybe, you know, see what's happened there and see what their particular, you know, way to go is. Do they just
mm-hmm.
clean house or do they keep the good employees? I can tell you one circumstance we had when we bought a station in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Hold on to that thought, Mike. I want you to tell that story.
Okay.
And we're going to come at this from the owner's side. What the owners can do to help their people make the transition or maybe even the future transition, whenever that may be. Mike Brozik. Mike, I need your website quickly, please.
MikeBrozik.com.
There, it's pretty quick. B-R-O-S-I-G. Quick break. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.